Hi, welcome back to Storytime with the Mother in the Wild. Today I will be reading a new library book that we brought home called The Snow Bear by Sean Taylor. Are you ready? Get cozy. When Iggy and Martina went to bed, everything was the same as usual. But snow came in the night. Snow! Then more snow. And when Iggy looked out of the window, the whole world was white. Their mom told them, "Make a snowman if you want, but be careful because the hill is too steep and slippery." Martina said, "I'm shivering." Iggy slipped right over because the path was icy. Martina almost slipped over because she was laughing so much. They made a snowman, but their snowman looked more like a snow bear. "He looks happy to be made," said Martina. And it was true. "Now let's slide down the hill," said Iggy. "It's too steep and slippery," said Martina. "We can do it," Iggy told her. And they did. They slid and bumped even faster than they thought they were going to. The cold wind made their faces tingle. The sledge kept going down the hill and into the trees, into the woods. The air felt even colder. It seemed they were never going to stop, but they did. Nothing moved except for one gray pigeon. "I want to go home," said Martina. "So do I," said Iggy. He got off the sledge and tried to pull it back the way they'd come. But Mom was right. It was too steep and slippery. The pigeon clapped its wings, then it was gone. Standing between two trees was a wolf. Iggy and Martina looked at it. The wolf looked back. Its eyes were cold as icicles. Then there was a sound. Something was coming. The wolf turned its head. The three of them stared. It was the snow bear. He was lolloping down the hill towards them. The wolf backed off. It turned tail and it was gone. Then the snow bear picked up the children. It picked up the sledge and it carried them home. "Thank you for helping," Iggy said. But the snow bear didn't say anything. It just went back to where they'd made it. When Mom came to find them, she asked, "What have you been doing?" "Oh, we made a snow bear," Iggy told her. "And he came alive," said Martina. "He's lovely," Mom smiled. "And he'll take a long time to melt." But the next day, the weather was warm, and the snow bear wasn't there. "Where is he?" asked Iggy. "He could have melted already," Martina told him. And maybe she was right about that. "Or he could have gone back in the woods, and he's alive down there," said Iggy. And maybe he was right about that. I love this book. I love books about imagination, and I really love books about building things in the snow. If you have a special book that you would like to request, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com to find the page to make your request or dedication. Thank you so much for being here with us. Until next time, stay cozy.